106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. It's Canmore Folk Fest weekend. Oh, I'm super excited to be checking out the fest once again this year.
This is the crown jewel in our summer event lineup for Canmore. Mm-hmm. This is something that we enjoy as locals and that draws people to this community. And also, it's a huge event for volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Tips for the Folk Fest, not just for Folk Fest attendees, but just for everyone who's trying to get downtown over the long weekend as well.
Right. Ride your bike.
Yeah.
Or walk downtown. It's amazing how much easier your experience is in Canmore when you're going downtown if you're not in a car. That's especially true for this weekend because there's going to be a lot of people trying to park. Another important thing, I think, for the Folk Fest is chairs. You can get low chairs or you can get high chairs. And if you have bigger chairs, there's a line.
Yeah.
There is a chair height restriction, as well as there's a dancing zone at the end of the big nights. The last act, there's an area that if you're sitting in that area, you have your tarp, you have to move because there's going to be a high energy act coming up and people want to dance.
So something else to know too is that it's supposed to be cooking hot this weekend. So things like hats and sunscreen are important, but also water. And the Folk Fest, trying to be environmentally friendly, encouraging you to bring your own water bottle. And they have these water refilling stations all over the festival grounds.
Bottled water is essentially unnecessary and it also makes up a lot of waste. So In an effort to try and reduce the amount of things that they have to divert from the landfill or recycle, they made the decision that they would eliminate bottled water. You can also buy a water bottle from the Folk Fest, and the Epcor Green Team is going to be hard at work at every part of that Folk Festival all weekend long, educating people as well as getting to that 94% diversion rate, which is one of those things that make other events look bad. Yeah.
And, overall, just enjoy yourself. Do a little research. Look up some YouTube videos of some of the artists that you might want to see. My early tips for highlights, I think Shred Kelly on Saturday night is going to be awesome. They're up-tempo stoke folk. I think they're going to get people moving. Mike Ferris is coming back for a second year. He wowed the crowd. He was the big highlight, I think, last year's fest. He'll be playing on the Monday night to close things out. Just won a Grammy Award.
Did you know that the Grammy is solid gold?
Really?
It's 24 karat gold. He's not allowed to take it out of the house anymore.
Also, don't discount the workshop stages because during the afternoons on Sunday and Monday when they paired up different acts together, that's when some of the real Folk Fest magic happens. And I've seen it on stage before. Two acts who've never really met each other before, they get on stage together and like, hey, we're grooving, we're jamming, we're really compatible here. And they create some musical magic.
And you know what? It's not just about listening to music, the Folk Festival. It's about making music. Mm-hmm. You got the School of Song. You have the Friday night free concert at the Civic Center.
Yep.
Shred Kelly, CKUA will be broadcasting live from there, but obviously, everyone's going to be listening to Mountain FM.
Yeah, at the same time, yeah.
You got the children's concert, pancake breakfast. You got the pub stage at the Union Hall. There's so much going on. I think everyone can find something that gets their inner folky moving.
CanmoreFolkFestival.com is the website. Or for people with smartphones, most of us, they have a Folk Fest app that has all the details.
Or, you can pick up one of the programs at the entrance gates. They're $2. A lot of work went into those. It provides a bit of a bio on every artist. So you really get to know who these people are before you listen to them perform. And
you have a vested interest in that program, don't you?
Who, me?
Who, you?
I have the privilege this year of being the only volunteer who does their work before the festival, putting together the program.
Cool.
And
does that mean you still get to go to the volunteer party?
Yes.
Awesome.
It means I get to enjoy a lot of the festival without having to work.